Today Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Mem Aleph of Masechta Shavuos. Some of the topics we learned about include Rav Nachman's halacha of Umeshbiyah Nisei Shavuos Hesus. The Chum initiated that even a Kofer HaKol, one who denies the claim entirely, must make a Shavuah Midrabanan because there is an assumption that the Malv is telling the truth based on Chazaka Einonim Teveya Elam Kein Yesh Leilov. One does not make a claim in Bezn unless it is true. The Machlek is in whether the Shavuos Hesus applies only when there is a Darurah D'Mamayna or even when there is no Darurah D'Mamayna. The three differences between the Shavuah D'Oraisa and Shavuah D'Rabbanan. Mepech Shavuah, whether the Levi can decide to have the Shavuah transferred to the Malvo, who shall swear and collect the money. Meches L'Nichse, if the Levi refuses to swear or pay, whether Bezdin can confiscate his assets to pay up the debt. Shekenegde Chashit Al HaShavuah, if the Levi is suspected of swearing falsely, whether the Shavuah can be transferred to the Malvo, who swears and collects the money. The Machlek is regarding how Malvas Chaver Be'edim Tzorch Lepar Be'edim. If a person loans someone money in the presence of two Edim, does the Levi need to repay the money only in the presence of two Edim? And if he has no Edim, he is Chayv. And the second version to the Machlek is in the case of him Omar Al Tafri'eni Al Be'edim Tzorch Lepar Be'edim. If the Malvas stipulated that the Levi pay back only in the presence of two Edim.